Gurte Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 9, The Dynasty of Amshuman, Text 8. It yuktva sa nripo devam tapasatosayach chivam kalenalpiyasa rajams tasyeshas chasvatushyata. Ityuktva sanripo devam tapasatosayach chivam kalenalpiyasa rajams tasyeshas chasvatushyata. Ityuktva sanripo devam tapasatosayach chivam kalenalpiyasa rajams tasyeshas chasvatushyata. Ityuktva sanripo devam tapasatosayach chivam kalenalpiyasa rajams tasyeshas chasvatushyata. Ityuktva sanripo devam tapasatosayach chivam kalenalpiyasa rajams tasyeshas chasvatushyata. Tapasaya vijayash chivam avivavavam tasyeshasatushyata. Ityuktva sanripo devam tapasatosayach chivam kalenalpiyasa rajam Vaishnavis. Ityuktva sanripo devam tapasatosayach chivam kalenalpiyasa rajams tasyeshas chasvatushyata. Ityuktva sanripo devam tapasatosayach chivam kalenalpiyasa rajam Yasasatushita. Iti uktva. After saying this, saha, he, nripaha, the king, Bhagirat, devam, unto Lord Shiva, tapasa, by executing austerities, atoshayat, pleased, Shivam, Lord Shiva, the all auspicious. Kalena, by time. Alpiyasa, which was not very long. Rajam, O king. Tasya, upon him. Bhagirata. Ishaha, Lord Shiva. Cha, indeed. Ashu, very soon. Atushyata, became satisfied. After saying this, Bhagirat satisfied Lord Shiva by performing austerities. O King Parikshit, Lord Shiva was very quickly satisfied with Bhagirat. Please repeat. After saying this, Bhagirat satisfied Lord Shiva by performing austerities. O King Parikshit, Lord Shiva was very quickly satisfied with Bhagirata. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The words Ashvatushyata indicate that Lord Shiva was satisfied very soon. Therefore, another name for Lord Shiva is Asutosh. Materialistic persons become attached to Lord Shiva because Lord Shiva bestows benedictions upon anyone and everyone very quickly, not caring to know how his devotees prosper or suffer. Although materialistic persons know that material happiness is nothing but another side of suffering, they want it, and to get it very quickly, they worship Lord Shiva. We find that materialists are generally devotees of many demigods, especially Lord Shiva and Mother Durga. They do not actually want spiritual happiness, for it is almost unknown to them. But if one is serious about being happy spiritually, he must take shelter of Lord Vishnu, as the Lord personally demands. Sarva dharman prityaja mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishami ma shuchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 66. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse from Bhagavad Gita at the end of the purport, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. So sometimes when I meet an atheist or somebody tells me you know, I'm an atheist. I say, well, you really like this book, Bhagavad Gita, because Krishna says in it, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. Because ultimately, Krishna wants to establish a pure, transcendental, loving relationship with each soul, not based on religious formulas. And so sometimes also people, they say, well, I'm spiritual, not religious. So that's what Krishna is indicating here. He wants pure, spiritual, transcendental, loving relationships. And therefore, he's asking people to give up what they normally consider as religious activity. In other words, acting piously so that they can get some good material result. Lord Chaitanya also expresses this mood. Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmani ishvare bhagavad bhaktir hoitiki tvayi. You know, I don't want all the things that people normally expect to get from religion. You know, there's so many preachers out there in so many different religions that are promising, yes, if you worship, you will get wealth, you will get prosperity, you will get happiness, you will get free from all disease on the material level. You know, there, I mean, what to speak of simply praying for bread. But Krishna consciousness goes beyond this mundane conception of religion. Of course, to get to that level of pure, spontaneous love for Krishna, one has to practice and follow some rules and regulations, but ultimately that isn't the real purpose, to follow some rules and regulations with the ultimate aim of getting some material result. So, because people are mostly interested in getting some material result, you know, they either worship God in a materialistic way, or they worship some demigods, if they know about them. Many people don't know about demigods, but in Vedic culture, people were aware of demigods. And they worship them for getting quick material results. So, one of the demigods they worship is Lord Shiva. Of course, from the Vaishnava perspective, we understand Vaishnavada Myata Shambhu. Lord Shiva is a great Vaishnava, a great devotee of Lord Krishna, ultimately. And Lord Shiva himself says to his consort Parvati, Aradhananam Sarvesham, Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Of all forms of worship, worship of Vishnu is the highest. And even beyond that, he goes on to say, is worship of Vishnu's devotees. So, even Shiva, he understands what the highest kind of worship is. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna does not recommend worship of the demigods. He says, Kamaistaistarhritigyana prapadyantiyana devataha, means those who are afflicted by kama, material desire, material lust, they worship the demigods. But, you know, those who are interested in developing pure love for God, they don't worship, you know, the demigods. They worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the processes of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, principally hearing and chanting about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna also explains in the Bhagavad Gita, antavatu palam tesham tadbhavat alpamedasam devan devayajo yanti madbhakta yanti mamapi. So antavat means having an end. You know, van means having and anta means end. So any material thing has an end. The material body that we try to enjoy material pleasure with, it has an end. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. There's birth, death, old age, and disease, and anything that comes in contact with the material body in a material way is also temporary. Antupalat tupalam te sham. So Krishna says it's only a less intelligent person who will strive for such things as the result of one's performance of religious activities. Antavatu palamtesham tadbhavit alpamedasam. And ultimately, Krishna explains, if you worship the demigods, you go to their planets, but their planets are temporary. Abrahmana, Bhuvana, Loka, Punar, Vartana, Arjuna. Even if you go to the highest planet of the highest demigod, Lord Brahma, it's still temporary. I don't understand your hand signal. Okay. Preventing me from seeing yours as well. I was just hearing a voice coming through the light. So in terms of ultimate destinations, Krishna explains, devan devayajo yanti, those who worship the demigods go to their planets, which are temporary, even up to the planet of Lord Brahma. And madbhakta yanti mamapi. So Krishna explains his devotees go to his spiritual planet, which is beyond birth and death, beyond every temporary feature of material reality. Everything there is Sat-Chit-Ananda, full of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. So it's quite clear that Krishna does not recommend worshiping of the demigods, yet we also see that Vaishnavas, even up to Lord Chaitanya himself, who's Krishna himself, shows respect to the demigods. So we see even the gopis of Vrindavan, sometimes they would pray to Shiva and Durga that they would get Krishna as their husband. So Srila Prabhupada explains it's not wrong to pray to the demigods for advancement in spiritual life or something that's connected with devotional service. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya when he went to Varanasi, he visited the Shiva temple there, which was called the Vishveshvara temple. It's still there. But he would go not in the mood of a materialist praying to Shiva for some benediction, but understanding Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, Shiva, he's ultimately a devotee of the Supreme Lord. And so Srila Prabhupada explains in a purport to that verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita that devotees, even of Lord Krishna, they can show respect to the demigods. And he said one way to do it is by offering the prayers that are there in the Brahma Samhita. Chayeva yasya bhavanani babarti durga. There's a prayer to Durga, saying that she's the shadow of the spiritual energy and is serving the Lord in that way. And there's also a prayer in Brahma Samhita to Lord Shiva. It's a famous one explaining how he's like milk transformed into yogurt. It's the same, but different. And you can't go back. You can't transform the yogurt back into milk. So Shiva's kind of like that. It's a transformation of Lord Vishnu for a specific purpose. So even in Vrindavan, there's a temple to Lord Shiva, Gopishwar temple. Shiva is the Lord of the Gopis. Srila Prabhupada mentions this a few times in his purports. So there was one occasion when Lord Shiva wanted to join the rasa dance. So he came, he heard the playing of the flute and the dancing going on, and he wanted to see and participate. But he was told, no, you can't go there. That's not possible in a male form. So, he was transformed into a gopi and he experienced the rasa dance. But Lord Krishna told him, really, you shouldn't be here. You've had the experience now, but from now on, you just be like the Dwarapala, the guardian, the protector of this particular pastime. So there's a temple to Lord Shiva as Gopishwara in Vrindavan. So it's stated here that Lord Shiva, he's known as Asutosh because when materialists approach him for some benediction, he gives it very quickly without really warning them or being concerned about the good or bad results that might come from his benediction. It's just like, okay, you want it, you can have it. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna book, there's the story of Vrika, who is a demon. And he asked Narada Muni, who gives the quickest benedictions? He wanted some fast benediction. So Narada Muni told him, well, Shiva is Ashutosh. He gives benedictions very quickly. So he went to Kedarnath up in the Himalayan mountains, near the abode of Shiva. And he began performing very severe austerities. I mean, even though Lord Shiva is pleased very easily because this demon was in the mode of ignorance, he thought, okay, let me start cutting pieces of my own flesh and offering them into the fire of sacrifice. So he kept doing that, and Lord Shiva was a little shocked, so he didn't come. Finally, Fricka decided, okay, he's not coming. I'm going to cut off my head and throw it into the fire. So when he was starting to do that, then Lord Shiva finally appeared and asked him, well, what do you want? And he said, I want the power that if I touch anyone's head, that person will immediately die. So Lord Shiva said, okay, so be it. You have it. But Vrika, he wanted to test it. He wanted to test the benediction, so he reached out to touch the head of Shiva. Shiva began running away, knowing the power of his own benedictions. So he began running and running and running, and Vrika kept chasing him and chasing him and chasing him. And finally, they came to Vishnu Loka, and Lord Vishnu decided to rescue Shiva, so he took the form of a Brahmin boy, a very nice, peaceful Brahmin boy, and he stood in front of Vrika and said, slow down, take it easy. You know, you're going to wear yourself out, you know, by exerting your body in such a way. So because generally demons are in the bodily concept of life, they're very concerned about their bodies. So he thought, okay, that sounds reasonable. I'll kind of cool it for a minute, take a break. And the Brahmin boy, Vishnu in the form of the Brahmin boy, began to flatter him a little bit, inquire about him. Boy, you're really active. What are you up to? What's going on? And Vrika began to explain, well, I was performing austerities to get a benediction from Lord Shiva that whoever's head I touch will immediately die. And you know, I wanted to test it, and Lord Vishnu in the form of the Brahmin boy said, well, actually, that's quite a good idea that you have, that you should test it, because actually, Lord Shiva, he's been having some personal problems lately in his life. You know, his wife committed suicide, and he's got big problems with his father-in-law because Sati had burned herself up in her own fire, and he was sad. So, yeah, he might be a little bit off his game right now. His benedictions might not be effective. And you know, Rick was going, yeah, yeah, tell me more, tell me more. And Vishnu just kind of said, maybe you just try it on yourself really quickly. I mean, just to, so, you know, he wasn't really thinking so clearly, so he touched his own head and destroyed himself. So Shiva does give benedictions very easily, but as stated here, you know, he doesn't really think so carefully about whether they're good or not good for the worshiper. But Vishnu considers very carefully whether benedictions are going to be very good for his worshiper. You know, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, once King Yudhisthira was wondering, well, why is it that the devotees of Lord Vishnu, they always seem to be so impoverished, whereas the devotees of Shiva and other demigods, they often seem very prosperous. And it was explained Lord Vishnu himself said, Yasyaha manugrinami harishye tad danam shanai. If I'm merciful to someone, I will deprive him of his opulences that are blocking his path to spiritual advancement. And if he tries to get them back, I'll take them away again. So Vishnu considers very carefully whether some benediction is going to be good for his devotees or not. Of course, Krishna does say in Bhagavad Gita, yoga kshemam vahamyaham, I will provide whatever is necessary for my devotees and their service. So we see as devotees, we're provided with a lot of facility to carry out our service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But there's not very much. Krishna doesn't give very much for the purpose of sense gratification. So Bhagirata, of course, he was interested not in materialistic sense gratification. He was trying to bring the Ganga to earth. And for that purpose, he performed some austerities, and Lord Shiva agreed to take the Ganges on his head and break her fall. So the Ganges is now here on earth. Some time ago I was in Varanasi. I was giving some lectures there. And one devotee, he took me to the Vishveshvara temple, the temple of Lord Shiva that's there, the one that Lord Chaitanya visited. So, I went to it. And, of course, I was trying to keep fixed in my mind, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, and, visit the temple in the mood that Lord Chaitanya visited it, as a devotee paying respect to another devotee of Lord Krishna. But I could kind of see in the temple that most people were there for other purposes, to get some benediction. There were a lot of different altars in the temple, and there were priests at all the different altars, and you go to them and they offer they have achman, bowls of achman, and they're guiding you through getting, performing different pujas and rituals, to get whatever it is that you want. So they were kind of taking me around to each altar and, throwing water on, and it was like going through the wash cycle of a washing machine. But in Varanasi, there's a place called Manikarnika Kund. It's a special kund they have there. And they say, according to the local histories, it was there before Bhagirat brought the Ganges to earth. So according to the local histories in Varanasi, the city was there before the Ganges even came. And there are landmarks in the city that they point out and say, this was here before the Ganga came, before Bhagirata brought it. And they say at a certain point, Bhagirata came with the Ganges following him, and then, that's how the Ganges came to Varanasi. But Lord Shiva, he's Asutosh, and devotees can pray to Shiva or offer respect to Shiva, not in the way that the materialists do, but respecting him as a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hare Krishna. So any question or comment?
From Prabhupada's collection, Coming Back and A Higher Taste, I was wondering if you could comment about a couple physicists.
Well, I'm taking questions about the class, so we can discuss that later. We can talk about that
later. Thank you,
Prabhupada. Yeah. Okay, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.